Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Vav talks about what happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Friday. Arba Asar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, if it falls out on Shabbos, so Mivarin is called Milifnei HaShabbos, Dibur Meir. Rabbi Meir says we have to get rid of all of our chametz before Pesach. Why? Because you can't burn it on Shabbos. So we get rid of it on Erev Pesach, except for a small amount that we put aside for the Seudo Shabbos, right, prior to the end of the fourth hour on Shabbos morning, right, because the actual Isser Chametz doesn't start until Saturday morning, Shabbos morning, at 4 hours into the day, the end of 4 hours into the day, and the hour number five, right, from the end of hour four till the end of hour five, there is an Isser Achila, but not yet an Isser Hana'ah. And hour five to hour six is the Shas HaBiur. But so basically, you put aside a little bit of food, which you're going to use for your Shabbos meals Friday night, and also Shabbos morning before the fourth hour. Okay, and the end of the fourth hour on the what we call the perfect 6 to 6 day would be 10 a.m., right? So early morning, relatively early in the morning. And that's what you have to do. The Chachamim Omrim, Bismanan. The Chachamim say, no, Shabbos is coming, fine. But you can still keep all of your chametz until the regular time, which is, of course, you can keep eating it till the end of the fourth hour, and then you can keep using it until the end of the fifth hour, and you have to get rid of it by the beginning of the sixth hour. And the reason they say that is that you can, anything you don't eat, you can give to your animals, because you're allowed to have hana even until the end of the fifth hour. And so you can feed it to your own animals. And not only that, but if that's not enough, you can give it to the wild animals. You can give it away to non-Jews. You can just get rid of it. A lot of ways you can get rid of it that don't involve burning. And so you can get rid of it on Shabbos, and therefore you can keep it on Shabbos. You don't have to do biur on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok kind of takes a middle position. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Truma Melifnei HaShabbos V'chulin Bizmanan. He says, it depends. Truma has a limited number of consumers, right? Only Kohanim can eat it. So if you're not a Kohen, you can't eat it. And if you are a Kohen, so you can eat it, your immediate family can eat it, but it's not like you can invite friends over, unless they're also Kohanim. So it has a limited number of consumers. Not only that, you're not allowed to feed Truma, human food Truma, to animals. So you can't even give it to your animals if there's leftover. So you need to, therefore, the Truma, you should get rid of before Shabbos, because it's just going to make trouble. However, chulin, we can follow the chachamim. You can keep it till Shabbos, and you'll get rid of it in one of the ways we talked about. You can give it away to a non-Jew. You can feed it to animals. You can even give it away to the wild animals, and therefore you don't have to get rid of it before Shabbos.